The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Mick Schatz.
Streaming live on DallasCowboys.com and the official Dallas Cowboys app.
Now, here are Bill Jones, Everson Walls, and Mickey Spagnola.
Go team of the Senior Bowl has won again. Here it is, a victory.
Any way we can
Monday.
Edit that out some kind of way?
What were they thinking of?
I don't know.
That is what it says, right? The goat team sounds like the Super Bowl.
I could just go with the horns. The horns are inspiring enough to me. That's all I need.
This team is inspiring enough for me. It's three in a row now. And now the Cowboys taking on the defending Super Bowl champions next Sunday in L.A. This is Mick Schatz. We're live inside the SWBC podcast studio on another Victory Monday for your Dallas Cowboys. Bill Jones, Everson Walls, and Mickey Spagnola. Mickey, you have a smile on your face this morning. Or now it's afternoon. It's high noon.
It just dawned on me when you said that, because now the Cowboys survived their short week and the Rams will have a short week.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right, because the Rams are playing the 49ers tonight in San Francisco.
Yeah, so they got to travel.
Turnabout is fair play.
That's right.
We'll see what the Rams have after this game, because the Niners, same ingredients as the Cowboys. Tough D, you know, offenses.
Backup quarterback.
Yeah, that kind of thing. We'll see where they stand. Because Matthew Stafford is in, he's not in Highland Park mode right now. He's in Detroit Lion mode, throwing these interceptions and giving people chances. So
look at Everson, came dressed up, got a
nice white shirt on. We won, man. I had to step up on my cowboy gear, you know. Spags won't give me anything, you know.
Well, I was 8 minutes away from coming with Missouri gear, not only a shirt, but a hat.
Oh, do we want to review college football Saturday first?
Do you want to?
Oh, he would love to.
Wait a second. How'd Grambling do?
The band was the best band in the stadium.
Do they still have a G on? They put the G back on the helmet?
They put the G back on the helmet. But it wasn't worth it.
It didn't work.
You know what? Georgia, Kirby Smart, was 8 minutes away from taking the G off the Georgia helmet.
And Spags was going to be a genius.
Missouri. That's right.
What'd you say? Upset of the century.
50-year anniversary. It almost came true.
That's crazy.
50-year anniversary.
The game that they went to, same thing. They went to Notre Dame. Undefeated Notre Dame in 72 and won.
Was that part of the flashback on the show during the game?
It should have been.
They didn't.
They didn't ask me.
People aren't old enough to remember that.
Yeah.
It's Missouri. Nobody cares.
No, it was Missouri, and I knew something bad would happen in the end, and it did.
And a shout out to the TCU Horned Frogs.
How about that?
Oh, whatever.
That's what I say.
I'm sorry. I'm so disappointed. What is happening, man? I mean, you're part of that
there's
system.
There's a reason that coach left last year.
He saw it coming.
The cupboard is bare.
Uh-huh.
55 now how,
there's no
points.
Way. Oh, the cupboard should never be bare.
It should never be bare.
That's right.
And that's why the program is in great hands right now with Brent Venables. You watch. They'll be back. All right.
They won't
be back this week against Texas, though, or the next week. But next year, they'll be back. All right. Now, about this Cowboys team. I feel pretty good about things right now?
I feel like they've been able to weather the storm that was brewing after the first game.
And they needed to be 3-1 after four games.
Well, you know, you probably would have taken 2-2, and most people were thinking, you know, just be 1-3 going into L.A. So, yeah, this is, you know, this game – these three games have almost been duplicates of each other. They've won in the same style. I mean, I don't know how many
times.
That's
why I feel the same. Right? I don't feel any better or worse this week after last week, because last week was a step.
Right.
You know, winning on the road, Eastern opponent.
That's, by the way, 3-1 right now also.
and bounced back very strong
yesterday.
So
how did Chicago win two games? Well, they played Houston one of those games, and the other was a driving rainstorm against San Francisco.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But you can't put asterisks on these wins.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. That's what somebody tried to say to me, and I said, you only can beat who they tell you to
play, right?
And it doesn't matter. You know, you're playing shorthanded with a backup quarterback and got guys missing, and you know what? They're hanging in there. But I don't know how many times we can say it about complimentary football, but they do just enough offensively. The defense plays well. The kicker kicks well. They don't turn the ball over, thanks to a couple penalties. And, you know, it's been the same pattern, you know.
Well, the interception came because of.
Yeah, because he held the guy that penalty. The ball was going to.
I think he was thrown there so you can really put a mark on, okay, that guy was being held in case you didn't see it. I'm throwing it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I went back and looked, I saw where the hold held. Where the hold took place, and it was in the middle of the field where the ball was going.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, I mean, and, you know, it's like I wrote in my column that's probably getting posted soon. It's like, you know, you'd like to pinpoint and say, this is why they won. But no, it's this huge circle of why they won. You know, it's not just one player, it's several players stepping up, making a contribution, even on defense. You can't say, well, Micah Parsons had four sacks.
Right.
You know, he didn't have any sacks, but they still had two sacks. They had 11 quarterback hits, and everybody kind of stood up and made their deal to the point Deron Bland, I don't know if anybody realized he was still on the 53-man roster, had to play his first defensive NFL snaps and played 59 of them.
Played very well.
And comes up with a pick, right?
And I'm not surprised he played well, too, because we saw that in the preseason.
Oh, you know, that was my guy. I asked you on the show, who was number 30 at the time?
Right? Yeah.
Number
30. 26 now.
Yeah, 26 now.
And early in the game, and I was at the stadium for our pregame show.
I saw you.
And I went to the house and watched before going into the TV studio. And so I'm sitting there going, I was, 26. Remind myself, who's wearing 26? I said, well, it must be 28. It must be Hooker.
No. Spags and I were watching. We were watching them warm up, remember? And I asked you who that was. Who's number 26?
Yeah.
And you said, that's Bland.
Yeah.
And that's before the show even started.
But you had to think about it first.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because Jordan Lewis came up with a sore groin and – I thought it happened in the first series. It happened in warm-ups.
Yeah, pregame. And that's another reason, by the way, that you listen to the radio broadcast. Because Christy Scales had it nailed. And on the TV broadcast, they did not realize that Jordan Lewis was not playing in this game.
No, they did not.
Until the second half of the game.
Yeah.
And that's because Bland was doing such a good job.
Yeah.
So you get that guy to step up.
They would have figured it out if Bland had his interception in the first half.
And he had, so he gets.
You think they were.
He gets a pick. Diggs gets a pick. Looked like Everson Walls. Willie Mays.
Nah, I looked a little better.
Willie Mays.
Well, to that point, I looked it up last night because Diggs now has 16 career interceptions in his first 32 NFL games. And, of course, there's been no one in Cowboys history who has had that many interceptions in his first 32 games. Right, Mickey?
I think someone did it in maybe fewer games, huh?
In fact, I looked it up last night. And in fact, if you include the postseason in 1981, where this gentleman had two picks, he actually had 20 interceptions in his first 27 NFL games. And the man we speak of course, is Everson Walls.
And I didn't start until my fifth game. So
let's
remember that.
We put
I was leading the league in interceptions and still on the bench. So that's to me, I take great pride in that.
That's how stubborn that coach was.
You and I here, Bill. I like you, man. I always knew something about you I like. But listen, I'm gonna just say two words. Dante Fowler.
Had a nice game.
He's been steady trending.
Was he your pick to click?
He was not.
Okay.
No, he was not.
Who was your pick to click?
Tyler Smith.
I like him more
and
more every game.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
I thought the running game would be better.
Yeah, well, they sure stuffed it.
Yeah, that was a great – that was a heck of a defensive line that they played against, even without Chris. Yeah.
I mean, Pollard had 8 carries for 6 yards.
they were not going to let us run the ball.
When you get an 8-yard loss on a play, it's tough to get back
well,
up.
Well, he had like
or
three.
Whatever it was.
No, he had 3
right.
carries
but when you,
for
one
losses.
Of them, but yeah, one of them was a big loss. And when that happens, then you're kind of behind the chains as far as getting into.
But still, the trend is there. You still want to force it down their throats. They're still going to. You're still going to have to stop the run. You're not just going to play pass on us.
Well, so. And the Eagles the week before only had 3 yards of carry against them. Their running backs.
Yeah,
I mean, Hurts probably upped the ante a little bit, but their running backs. For the Eagles, Miles Sanders and whoever else, Gainwell, whoever else ran against him, only averaged 3 yards a carry.
That's a good running attack.
Those guys in the middle are hard to move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they don't have Chase Young out there.
How about my boy? Well, I know OU played like crap, but one Sooner did very well
Gallimore.
Yesterday.
That's right. Neville Gallimore.
Boy, that was quick on his part.
Man.
Tone-setting sack to start the game, and they had another tackle for loss, too.
Well, the guard, he went to sleep because they blitzed, and the center took the blitzer, and the guard just stood there and goes, okay, go.
Hey, whatever it takes to make me look good, I'll do it.
He olayed it. But, yeah, no.
And they exposed what Washington – I mean – Nick Martin wasn't on the team 12 days ago.
Right.
And so he was starting at center. And then Trey Turner, their starting right guard, got hurt and was out after 11 plays. And so Sadiq Charles was starting at right guard after that. And so you know where the weakness
is. You mean it's hard to play with backups on your offensive line?
Third center.
Shocking.
And that's their third center. And their third offensive guard that we're playing in the game.
Last week I was assuming that they would address those problems that they've always had in these previous games, and that's giving up pressure, giving up sacks. I believe in this game we pressured them more than any other team this year.
I think it was in double digits.
I think
the quarterback hits were 11.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was pressures.
Not only did they not address it, it got worse.
Yeah,
you know, coming up against our defense.
The sacks weren't as high, but the pressure certainly
mm-hmm.
was.
So when you see something like that.
Do they give a guy a sack when it's grounding?
No.
They don't.
They should.
It's a penalty.
They really should. But you have to go back in the history of the league and update the sacks, I guess.
They don't care.
No,
they will not.
No.
They haven't done it.
I mean, I could have made an argument the guy was down before he grounded it.
I've always thought that if it's a grounding penalty, that should be a sack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the results are a sack. It's a loss of down plus a loss of yardage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that was they chased his butt all around, and he ended up with a 56 quarterback rating.
But when you're on the run like that.
That's not all on him.
When you're on the run like that, man, the DBs are just back there just drooling.
Right.
You know, just waiting to feast. And they did. It wasn't necessarily a bunch of interceptions, but a lot of passes defended. Bland had one. Diggs in the end zone. That was pretty
sweet. And 3 breakups.
Because that's a touchdown. It's a touchdown if he doesn't knock that down.
Right.
Yeah.
And I noticed he didn't have any tackles. So to me, somebody's going to say, he wasn't putting his head in there. Hell no. The guy he was covering wasn't catching any passes, so he didn't have to tackle him.
3 catches for 15 yards for McLaren?
Yeah. Yeah, they kept him in track. So that's what goes back to what I was saying. You brought up Fowler. We brought up Bland. You bring up Diggs. Vander Esch had another good game. So it was like, you know, there was a lot of guys contributing to what they did, holding Washington to less than 300 yards and Wentz to 170 passing. That's pretty good in this league,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, when you look at it, we didn't digress. We did what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I like that. We just took care of business in the pedestrian way, and let's go on about our business and get better each game.
I thought this game would be a lot like the Giants game, and it started out,
kind of grinding away.
2 field goals to start, you know, and what was the Giants game? It was 6-6, and this was a 7-6 game early. But the Cowboys showed improvement this week over what they did on Monday night. I felt like in terms of and a lot of that had to do with Michael Gallup being back. Also,
they hit big plays. They got some chunk plays. I think I had four plays.
Well, they didn't drop the big plays.
That's right.
Week.
Yeah, no mistakes. That's it. That's really.
They
it.
Had four.
We
plays.
Were solid in everything we did.
They would have had at least one more big play Monday night against the Giants if not
right.
for a drop.
Right. Well, and they would have had two more in this game if not for the interference calls too, the ones on Gallup, right? But they had four of 23 yards or more, and they had a 40, a 31, and a 30, or 42, I think it was.
So, what did Michael say after the game? How did he feel?
Oh, he was great. But you know what? The best part about it is everybody else felt great for him.
Mm, yeah, you saw that, huh?
You know? You saw it on the
hug
sideline.
By CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
That was a hug. That was a
right?
They were genuinely happy
they
for him.
They weren't just celebrating
no,
a touchdown. That,
they celebrated
right?
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's such a likable guy.
Yeah.
I
who
mean,
doesn't
he
like
might,
Michael
he might be
Gallup,
the most popular
right?
guy in that room.
Yeah.
You know, just because his whole persona.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there should be a stat. You know, he ends up with two catches for, I don't know, 24
yards.
Yards
yeah.
But he also had two pass interference probably for over 60 mm-hmm. yards dragging him down. So, yeah, I think he certainly, you know, made an impact on
let's explore place. More of that, what this offense looks like now that Gallup is back. When we come back here on a Victory Monday edition of Mix Shots.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar? Great job, honey! Oh, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What do you call a group of grown men and women with their faces painted silver and blue who get together every week to share a three-hour-long ritual of jumping, sinking, and toasting Miller Lite and 10-gallon hats while yelling, "How about them Cowboys?" You call it Miller Time in Dallas. Here's to the Cowboys. Here's to the original light beer. It's Miller Time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas.
Back to Mixed Shots.
K-Post Roofing and Waterproofing, part partner of the Dallas Cowboys, from corporate homes to your home. Have your roof checked by choice, not by chance. Call now, 214-225-4860, kpostcompany.com.
Sorry, so what are y'all laughing about?
Oh, man, nothing.
Must have been my Chris read. You funny. Didn't like my read.
No, I loved it. It was a perfect read. I couldn't figure out what y'all were Chris, laughing about.
Chris, Producer Supreme has a sense of humor.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about Metcalf.
We're talking about the Detroit game. The Detroit Seahawks game.
The Seattle Detroit game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They scored a lot of points.
Yeah, yeah they did.
Yeah. How was the running game?
Metcalf was busting out. He had a bust out career. Bust out performance today, yesterday.
Chris Beebe liked that.
That was good. That was good. I like that.
Yeah, running 40, game 40, 40,
48-45.
Yeah.
Tony Romo had a great line yesterday. I busted out laughing. Packers-Patriots game, and the Patriots are trying to substitute. And so Aaron Rodgers is trying to get his center to snap the football and get him called for a penalty. And so the FCC won't like it, but there was a word that Rodgers said prior to snap the ball. There was an adjective in there, which got out on the air.
Yeah.
And so Romo was just really funny. He said, immediately, he said, did you hear that? He said, come on, guys. We need to snap the ball quicker. Oh, so fun.
So having said that, I can't remember if I watched, maybe it was the Saints game, the one in London. One of the players got hurt, and he's trying to get off the field, right? And he's like three steps from the sideline. You can tell he's hurt. They threw a flag for too many on the field. Mm-hmm. It's like you should have stopped the clock right. To let the guy off, right?
Well, they would say that he should have just collapsed on the field.
Yeah, but then that would have cost them a timeout, right. And it was late, and they needed their – I think it was that game. And it's like, what are they doing? What are they doing? And
so if you're truly injured
– you're worried about injuries, and you're going to call the guy limping off the field.
Yeah, it's like, don't be so anal. That's not a good look right now.
Right? Don't be so anal. And they missed the false start.
Wait. Mickey, I want you to continue what you're saying here. Producer Supreme, I think we have a mix shot right now.
Hit it.
And go watch the game.
To be continued.
I want to say it was a Washington guard on the right side. They're sitting there.
Sadiq Charles or Trey Turner? Was it early in the
game
or later in the game?
It was later in the game.
Sadiq Charles.
The guy took a half step back before the snap and didn't call nothing. They're pointing, and they ran a play, and they ended up with like a 15-yard conversion.
And this was after Biadasz flinched, and they called a false start. I don't even know what he did.
He was turning to say something, and I don't know.
Actually, the replay, there was something before what they showed on the replay. When you look at it,
but they
live.
Weren't even set
but what
yet.
Was it though?
No,
was it?
I don't know what it was.
Because I think they said he did this with the ball, but he was just moving to talk to somebody.
It happens all the time when you're making an audible adjustment. That's all it was.
Right.
But the one with the half a step back, and then he froze, and then they snapped the ball. How do you miss that? It's impossible.
That's why Cooper Rush is living right on the interceptions. At least they made those calls on the penalties.
And when you have a good defense controlling the game, then moments like that,
you can overcome.
They're diffused.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's the luxury that we have right now.
You know, and I think when you look back at the game, you forget, you know, Washington was up 7-6. You know, they were losing. And halftime, it's just 12-7. So, you know, you're just grinding away.
But at the same time, even when Washington went up,
you didn't even
there was
think,
no,
right? Yeah.
Nah.
It's like, oh, no. There was no oh-no moments, right?
Nah.
Yeah. You know, the other weird thing that took place is the Cowboys, I was looking at, because I thought the defense did a pretty good job, especially on third down. So Washington's 5 of 15. Mm-hmm. I'm going, okay, that's good. And then I looked across, and the Cowboys – are 5 of 15, and all five of them were on that first touchdown drive. The rest of them, they offered. In the second half, they were 0 for 6 in the second half on third downs, and they still scored 25 points somehow, some way.
Well, I tell you, good defense gives you a cushion.
They had really bad field position. I figured out at one point of the game, I think it was like 6 or 7 possessions in, their average field possession was like the 13-yard line. And I can tell you what it was.
So when you hear that, then you think, okay, well, Turpin should have had many opportunities to return some good punts. But he really didn't take advantage of it yesterday.
No, they began at the 25, the 10, the 13, the 16, the 25, the 17, the 15, and not till the last possession in the third quarter when they started at the 38, the guy shanked a punt. That was their field position up until that point. So they had to drive the length of the field if they were going to score anything. But they managed to do enough to get the four field goals.
And the Cowboys in the fourth quarter had a drive that started at the 9-yard line.
Right.
And that was when Anger had his the lone shanked punt of his Cowboys career.
Golly. I don't know if he tried to load up on it or what.
So even Washington takes over at the plus 30 with 11:20 left in the game, and they still can't score.
Well, hopefully Turpin learned a lesson. When you call a fair catch and the ball goes over your head,
get out
it's
the way.
One thing to fake it like you're going to catch it, but you know what? Go back and look and see where it hit.
Right.
That thing almost bounced back and hit him in the butt.
Yeah, someone grabbed him, and he all of a sudden he realized where
because
he was.
Because it hit one of those guys, mm-hmm. one of their guys.
He was frustrated.
He was mad because he thought he had one, right?
Right.
He did not take advantage of several opportunities that he had yesterday.
Well, he didn't really have – the guy was pretty good. Wade's
he really was.
That's why he's a former Oklahoma
Sooner. He really was.
He's one of those left-handed punters. They cause problems.
Second straight left-footed
yes,
punter.
Yes, exactly.
Boy, Anger hit one yesterday. We've got to have two of the more consistent kickers in the league
right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so we're now all of a sudden our place kicker's great.
Yeah, we got all you need. See, now you don't need the Missouri place kicker, who, by the way, went 5 for 5 in that game, plus a 56 and a 51 yard.
Wow.
They need to draft him.
What round?
Fifth.
Okay.
So, wait, you take a kicker in the fifth, but you won't take a guard in the first. Come on, man.
Where's your guard playing right now? He's playing tackle. And so, awfully well, by the way, I might add. Now, they had a little problems early with McGovern, and Peters had his hands full on a couple of them, too, early. They kind of settled
Payne
in.
And Allen.
Yeah. Well, everybody has trouble with that guy.
Yeah, these guys,
right?
Those guys are studs, man. Mm-hmm. you have a backup in there. Well, after Chris went down,
yeah,
and so they're still playing very well.
All right, how do you like the looks of the receiving core with Noah Brown as your number three receiver?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I do too.
That's what I forgot to look. I wanted to see how many snaps Gallup ended up getting. But he got 39.
Mm-hmm.
That's 64%. I was thinking maybe he
Brown had 48 snaps, and CD was at 58, Gallup at 39.
Yeah. So a lot of times, if they were in two wide receivers, Brown was the second wide receiver quite a bit when they went two tight ends. How about Ferguson? He had a nice catch. That looks really solid right now, and I wonder what happens when James Washington gets back, if he's going to even fit in or if he's going to be able to break in.
Might be like it was in Pittsburgh for him.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, guys. This coming – well, maybe not the Rams game, but the Rams as well. Good defensive backs, good cornerbacks.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of that first game against Tampa, also good cornerbacks, good secondary – Dak had to really thread needles just to get a completion for over 5 yards.
Right.
When we go up against, I'm thinking Philadelphia right now, those defensive backs right now for Philly, they are really playing. I mean, they are balling. They're making a difference in ball games. They did the same thing yesterday against Jacksonville. When I saw them, I can't remember who they played the week before. Was it the Vikings? They shut the receivers down. The receivers that were hot, by the way. Mm-hmm. They were trending upward big time. We're going to need every good receiver out there. That's going to be a great matchup.
And running good routes.
Yes.
Like CD's touchdown, right?
CD's looking good. He's looking good.
How did Washington do this? You know, remember the drive that started with him, three consecutive catches for 55 yards?
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, the linebacker was trailing him. What are they thinking?
He was in the slot, though, right?
Right.
Yeah, you think they were crossing it all the time.
They were crossing it all the time.
Yeah.
It happened in another game.
They had 55.
The second one, they were in a zone, and it was a run fake, and so the linebacker came up, and so he was late dropping back into that zone.
And he's wide open.
Yeah.
And even
there are times when a linebacker will get caught in the slot, just like in the Tampa game yesterday as well.
And that's the beauty of having Michael Gallup back, too.
Right.
And with Noah Brown now with playing time, and now you've got even more of an opportunity where you can
get CD in the
slot and –
Even on Gallup's touchdown, he went into the end zone, and he's going left, and then he realized Rush is rushing out to the right, and he turned and went the other way, and the only guy trailing him was a linebacker.
That's right. Outran him easily, you know.
Because the other safety, and I don't know if it was the DB on him, went to the middle of the field where the tight end was. I think it was the tight end. And they left him by himself.
I think the tight end was open, too.
What was your take on CD's touchdown, the defensive coverage on that?
Do you think they wanted help?
I think the safety was influenced by the slot receiver.
I thought so, too.
He was.
Yes.
I thought the cornerback thought he had help in the middle, right?
Well, he really did. I mean, he wanted to play outside shoulder.
Right.
He was too far outside.
He was
too far outside, yeah. But even so,
it wouldn't have mattered
because he expected the safety. They were playing clearly cover four.
Right.
Yeah. But when that number two receiver, when the slot receiver gets an advantage, when he can occupy his eyesight, that's all you need is just that one step.
So my question, I guess, is because Greg Olson, who is the TV analyst, he was crediting CD what a great route it was. I mean, I don't question that, okay? But what was it? Was it more the route or was it a bust
it
coverage?
Was, it or was, the design
I
of
think
the play.
You can go all three. The number two receiver caught the safety's eye. When CD ran the route, he bent out to the sidelines. When you stem upward and out, then that widens the cornerback. Mm-hmm. So he's got to respect the out route or maybe even the corner route. So all he did was bent him out, and it was just a skinny post.
Right.
A skinny post where the cornerback was really just too intimidated by the out move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all it was. That was good. It was just a good route. But either
way, Washington,
it didn't matter whether even if he was closer, he was still going to be open.
Yeah, because he was gonna going to be beat because he wasn't. Yeah. He wasn't in the ball.
There was no one else inside either, so he was still going to catch that, even if the cornerback was closer. That cover four, bad call to me down there. Why you got to be man to man? You got to be man to man.
Because
you can't be soft.
What were they at?
30-yard line. I mean, it was a 30-yard line.
30-yard line.
You don't have to worry about getting beat deep on one-on-one necessarily. So why go to a safe zone like that? But I don't think they have confidence in their cornerbacks at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to give him help.
What we saw out of William Jackson, who is a former first-round draft pick.
Is he really?
Houston, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
Cincinnati,
that.
He was a first-round draft pick, got to Houston, and he was having some difficulties yesterday.
Yes.
A
lot of but you know what?
That's
going to happen with those three guys on the field for sure.
All right, we continue with more mixed shots in just a moment.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh, yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar?
Great job, honey!
Oh. Oh, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
The season is finally here. For months, we've been gearing up to win. Now it's time for the team that performs on any field, United Ag and Turf. With John Deere zero turns for mowing, compact tractors for loading, mini excavators for digging, Gator utility vehicles for hauling, implements for grading, hay tools for baling, United Ag and Turf for winning. The official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com for more.
Back to Mixed Shots.
Miller Lite is proud to bring you QBBQ Fest Dallas, located at the Miller Lighthouse at AT&T Stadium. Join your Cowboys from November 4th through the 6th for some of the best barbecue in the country. Get your tickets today at SeatGeek.com, the official ticketing provider of AT&T Stadium.
All right, Stephen Jones on The Fan with this quote about Dak. The biggest thing of all is Dak feeling like he can throw the ball at 100%. Obviously, we won't put him out there if the bone weren't healed. That is up to what the x-ray looks like, which we'll be looking at this week.
I could answer that question.
Just by shaking his hand.
We're going to go over this again.
No, but it's just common sense. Everybody's like, well, they don't have to rush him back. They couldn't rush him back. There's no rushing in this process. He's either ready to go or he's not ready to go.
I'm not going to lie. I would be even more conservative based on where we are right now. I say let Russ go ahead and keep winning as long – if you can let that thumb heal as much as possible – you know, I mean, let's be even more conservative, like they need to be with the concussion thing. Let's be even more conservative if we have that opportunity. And I think we'll be better off. 17 games, guys. You know, no need to rush anybody back. No one's got an ego here. We're just trying to keep winning ball games.
And just get it right.
Yeah, get it right.
I mean, you can't throw the ball. I mean, Bill brings in a prop on his pregame show to show you how to throw a football.
I missed that.
I didn't do it. Babe did that.
That the thumb is very important to holding the ball.
Duh.
Because you only got one finger down here and four over here.
Yeah, wow. That Babe is smart. He went to Stanford, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Right. That's right.
Well, he would have been even smarter. He only spent one semester at Missouri.
Okay.
He went to Missouri, too.
One semester.
He got kicked out?
No.
He flunked out.
He left Stanford because he realized John Elway.
John Elway was there. That's understandable.
And so there was some connection with the Cowboys quarterback coach. And so he came to Missouri, and he figured they're trying to run a Veer offense. And
Phil Bradley was there.
Phil Bradley's the quarterback. Uh-huh. And I'm probably not a Veer offense quarterback. So then he transferred. I think he went to a JUCO before he ended up at Indiana.
It was Lee Corso.
Yeah. And then he played well there. He got a chance to play.
Yeah. So the transfer portal was alive and well in the 70s, just like it is now.
You just had to massage it.
He was ahead of his time. Ahead of his time.
Yeah.
All right. So it's Cooper Rush against the Rams, right?
Yes. At least. Cooper Rush against the Eagles on, I think it's a Sunday night game, right? In Philadelphia.
And then you got Detroit after that, and then a bye week.
You know, I would think.
So you're going to get them all the way through the bye week.
Maybe.
Which was the original estimate.
I mentioned right?
Oh, he might be coming back sooner. Oh, yeah.
We mentioned it
2 days.
With that
2 days
bye kind of
move. Uh-huh. We were looking at
there.
Chicago.
Yeah.
And that's, I won't say that that's another bye week, but I didn't say that. And then it's Green Bay.
You can talk trash as long as your defense is better than their defense.
Right.
You can feel confident about what you say. Trust me.
It's all about the defense.
All about the defense.
All right. So then now explain why it was important. We're just throwing it out there. Even if it's not until after the bye before Dak comes back, tell us why it was important not to put him on IR.
Because as soon as he's able to at
aside from his availability, why right. was it important
well,
for
number,
him to be out
two,
there?
Two things. Number one, he's out there. He can be out there at practice.
And if he's on injured reserve, he can't
cannot
be out,
be
there.
Out there, and he cannot be in the quarterback meetings. Mm-hmm. So his two cents is got to
Could he
to
be
himself.
On the sideline congratulating
I
Cooper as he comes off the field?
The NFL would have they would have frowned on that.
Okay, not even that would be allowed if he
right.
was on IR.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's one reason. The other one is they can test him on a team aspect if he's not on IR. Like he can go out there with the team and, you know, start throwing the ball when it's ready. And so you can get a cup. So same thing with Michael Gallup, right? It's like, oh, they're going to put him on IR. Well, no, because he was able to test it for almost 3 full weeks before he went out there and played.
And as it turned out with Michael Gallup, he would have, if he would stayed on PUP at the beginning of the season, he would have missed the first 4 games, which means he would not have played yesterday.
And
so
he
that's the most important thing.
Even with being on the practice field.
And he wouldn't have had the ramp up time.
Right.
So
yes.
Now if he missed the first 4, he's probably missing the next 2, right? Because he needs to ramp up.
His ramp up time would have been over on.
That does it right there. That
so they won that bet.
Mm-hmm. He would have had to do his ramp up over on Dak's field in his backyard.
Yeah, right?
They would have gotten to know each other very well.
No, because Dak couldn't throw him the ball after the first game. And so then Will Greer would have had to go over there to Dak's backyard.
Yeah. No, Will wouldn't do it. No.
I don't think Coop.
He'd miss it.
That's what DiNucci would be doing it.
I don't think Coop had a backyard either to be able to throw the football in.
So all that stuff worked out.
It did. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now the curse thing.
Because nobody wanted our players anyway, including Cooper Rush when he was cut.
Well, he was.
we were trying to demote him.
Well, he was
in preseason.
He wasn't going anywhere. But when we talked about it, I said, well, they could have money whipped you. And
uh-huh.
he goes, yeah, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's the amazing thing. The other amazing thing, and I was talking to Jason Garrett about when he came to the Giants. And you know, he was the one that said, hey, you know, this guy's pretty good, a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was the COVID year, so there was no off-season work. There was no preseason games, and they brought in Clayton Thorson for a workout,
mm-hmm.
and evidently had a great workout, and not seeing Rush play in a game and just kind of looking at him, they're like,
Well, and Cooper was at $2.5 million. He was they had tendered him back before they got Andy Dalton
right.
that year.
No, you're talking the Cowboys.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You're talking about the Giants.
Okay, the Giants.
And the Giants, okay. You know, I understand what the Cowboys did. They had Dalton, and it was
right.
cheap. But for Cooper, so he goes there, and they end up cutting him, putting him on the practice squad. And Jason said, I was looking at those people, and I'm going, are you kidding me? I know this quarterback, and mm-hmm. I know that quarterback, and you're going to put him on the practice squad, and then you're going to cut him? And I'm thinking to myself, no wonder that didn't work out for Jason
right.
so well.
You know, that's one thing where just having covered this organization for so long, those assistant coaches, the position coaches, have a lot of say in who stays, how they feel about certain
right.
players on a team. So if your quarterback's coach, say you're the Giants, and your quarterback's coach, your offensive coordinator, really likes that quarterback,
yeah.
I don't think that you're letting him go,
right. And Jason pointed out, he goes, that's why they make a lot of mistakes in the NFL judging quarterbacks or judging players, because they judge it on one workout instead of knowing the guy's history and kind of
his makeup.
What can he do,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, yeah, and Rush was he was talking about, so what did you do? Because he got cut the end of September. And the Cowboys didn't sign him to almost the beginning of November.
Dak got hurt.
Dak got
the fifth game of the year.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it was close.
So it was after Dak's injury.
And I think that was like November.
Well, that was October. October 10th or so.
Was it? Well, yeah,
because
it was
you had Garrett Gilbert
games.
Here and you had DiNucci here.
Right.
And
so he was just sitting at home. He said he got a workout from the Texans and he was just trying to work out on his own. And the call came, and somebody asked him, well, weren't you a little bitter that the Cowboys let you go? He goes, you know what? It's a business, and the key thing is you just got to get in the building. And he goes, and that was a way for me to get in the building. And aren't they happy he was in the building now?
Hey, last word. What about the NFC East? Pretty good, huh?
4-0, 3-1, 3-1.
And 8-2 against teams outside the division.
Speaking of 8-2, since the last six games last year, Mike McCarthy's 8-2. The guy everybody wanted to run off right away. Push the hot seat button. Right.
One other thing. All right. Who is the only Cowboys quarterback to win their first four starts as a Cowboy?
Well, Steve Berline.
And now Cooper Rush.
But remember this.
Now, but the reason I bring that up, it's getting reported out there that Cooper Rush is the first Cowboys quarterback to win his first four starts.
Right.
Well,
it's first four NFL starts.
That's right, because Berline was a Raider before he was a Cowboy.
Now, how about this?
But he did win. He won his first four Cowboys starts plus a playoff game.
Okay.
So he actually won five in a row if you can include the playoff win over the Bears.
He's also, if you consider him a backup quarterback who is playing because of injury, because I don't know if you want to call Dak a backup in 2016. He started the season, right? I don't know if you want to call Tony Romo a backup because Bledsoe got benched and he took over. But if it's a true backup quarterback, they have not had one win three consecutive games since Berline in 1991. A backup, because he had to play, not because I chose to play him.
Right.
That's 30 years. And that's what he's done. I don't know if that's a, you know, says something about who had been the backup quarterbacks or the quality of the backups when they had to come in, but it's been a long time since they've won.
It's what it says. It's the quality of the team around him, too.
Yes, and he'll be the first to tell you. That's the best part about it.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody said about
– and that's what you're looking for in a backup quarterback, to be a guy who can win games – and keep the team going where
– not lose games.
That's right.
Right? Just keep me in the game.
He doesn't have to be the leader.
Right.
But he is a leader.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. That does it for a Victory Monday edition of Mix Shots, and we will shout at you again tomorrow at noon.
Go Cowboys.
Go Dallas Cowboys. It's the go team of the senior pros.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How-